Blackstone presents New Light on Witchcraft by Joseph McCabe. This book is read by Oberon Michaels. Chapter 1. The Witch of Tradition. 12 years ago, a very distinguished literary colleague of George Bernard Shaw said to me, "Shaw is in senile decay." 10 years later, I went to see Shaw's St. Joan, and I concluded that if the dramatic feeling, the mastery of stagecraft, the agility and sureness of insight into human nature of that remarkable play were symptoms of advanced senility, I would reconsider my design to avoid that normal period of existence. And the play just as plainly indicates the strength or stubbornness of its author in its chief defect. It is an historical play, and it is entirely unhistorical. Many years ago, Shaw decided that historians do not know how to write history, and he would teach them. Unfortunately, in order to grasp the truth of a single personality of an earlier and different age, one has laborious to learn a mass of detail about that age, and labour of that kind does not fascinate men of febrile imagination. Shaw cannot write history. Was Joan of Arc a witch? Shaw may have heard that there are quite a few scholarly people who think it possible that she was. Scholarly people, he would say, can believe anything. He robustly excludes the very possibility. The charge of witchcraft against the maid was a mere pretext of priests and politicians, and Shaw, in his scorn of science and rationalism, so surprisingly exonerates the priests and the Inquisition in his play that a Catholic weekly actually announced that he was about to enter the church. The murder of Joan was plotted by soldiers and statesmen, English soldiers and statesmen, of course, and the poor priests were bullied and cajoled into a tragic comic trial for witchcraft. It was quite plain that Mr. Shaw does not know that our idea of witchcraft has been radically altered. He does not even know that one of the characters he introduced into his play, Gilles de Rais, the original Bluebeard, was not the indolent court fop and trifler he makes him, but a very stern and earnest young man, Joan's most intimate friend, and a witch. Probably Shaw does not know that there were male witches as well as female, and that the child in her mother's arms, the maid of 15, or the winsome young mother of 22, might be a witch just as easily as the old wrinkled dame who lived in a cottage on the...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?